Well, we need to thank God for all that He's done for us. He's done a lot for me, everything, every good thing in my life. And I guess I'll have to say every good thing in your life comes from God. In fact, in James 1:17, I'll start there today. The Bible says, in James 1:17, said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So we see that everything good in our lives, everything good in your life, comes from God. I do a message on the good hand of God, where a fellow said, if it hadn't have been for the good hand of God, it hadn't have been for God, the good hand of God, where would I be if it hadn't have been for the good hand of God upon me and the goodness that God has bestowed upon me? And we have a tendency to look at goodness many times and in measure that by wealth or material things or position or things like that. And man, there's a lot more to goodness than that. And I've talked to people over the years, you know, and ask them how they're doing, and they'll tell you how much money they make. Well, I made six figures. I did all this, you know. Well, I've been in the Carpenters Union for 20. Hey, that's what you do. That's not who you are. That's what you do. But if you've got goodness going on in your life, and it displays itself in a thousand different ways, and it all comes from God. I had the opportunity yesterday to a witness to Ken Eversman's granddaughter. She'll be 16 next week. And just pretty as a picture. And just seemed so innocent and so sweet and sincere. And before I left that place, she had bowed her head and asked Jesus Christ to save her. And had a smile on her face about it. She wants to get baptized next week. We're going to baptize her next Sunday morning. But when you talk about God's goodness, there's a lot of things most of us in here have going on for us that is the goodness of God. If you've got your health here this morning, thank God for His goodness. You know, these bodies are under a curse. These bodies are still part of the curse. The body hadn't been redeemed yet. It don't get redeemed until the Lord comes back again. It said, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It said, for this body is corruptible, must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So this body is still under the curse, and it's going to wear out. I had a cancer cut off here a week or so ago, and I told me the other day the cancer was gone. When he went in to remove the cancer, sent that to the lab after the biopsy, had a squamous cell carcinoma, and he told me Friday, I guess I was there Friday, removed the stitches, and said the lab report came back that there's no cancer cells there, that evidently the biopsy said I got it all with the biopsy. That is good news. That's God being good to me. So this body's a mess. It's still too fat. And I don't know what's the... It surely can't have to do with me eating what I eat. I already told my doctor, I said, Doctor, I'm willing to do anything except diet and exercise. I mean, I'm just wide open. But thank God for your health. I was with Dorothy Harrison this week up at the hospital, and she was getting where she couldn't get up and go. Man, if you're able to get up and go, thank God for that. That's a gift from God. Not everyone has that. She's starting to get a little strength back. Said she was still weak, but she's doing better. All those things that we take for granted, your mental health. Man, you see a lot of people out there, just they don't have a lot going on mentally. It's not their fault. It's the way God made them. Can they be happy? Sure they can. We have a tendency to measure folks by a lot of different things, by how smart they are, what kind of job they've got, what all is going on. Hey, why don't we just look if somebody's happy? Leave them alone. Thank God for their happiness. There's a lot of guys a lot dumber than I am that's a lot happier than I am. Who said not many? Somebody. But happiness. People have kids that are born with some disorders. And they think, well, what am I going to do now? You're going to love that kid and help that child find happiness, because that's all any of us are ever going to get. And then one day God's going to change that body and take away those things that are a problem. Bible says in that day we'll have the mind of Christ. That's a blessing from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. My, my, my. Thank God that you came to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. I don't know what brought you to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. I don't know what brought you to church. But here it is going into 2018, and you're sitting in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church that preaches Jesus Christ and getting to heaven by faith in Jesus Christ and what he did. Not everybody has that gift from God to be able to come to a place that teaches that or preaches that. And it's getting worse all the time. There's not many churches that stick to the King James Bible anymore. More souls saved out of that book than all the others. I'm afraid to change. I don't want to mess with that word. I'm afraid to change. I looked at a thing the other day, showed three different versions, and they had it turned just around backwards on one of the verses. One of the verses they had just around backwards, and the reason was so they could get a copyright. If they said the same thing the other guy said, they couldn't get a copyright. But if they change it, so man, there's some oddball changes in that book. One of the Bibles calls Satan the morning star. He's not the morning star. Jesus Christ is the morning star. It's crazy. But be thankful that you stuck to some things. And I've seen preachers, their daddy preached out of that book, their granddaddy was saved out of that book, his great-grandpa and grandma saved out of that book, and all of a sudden they're reading something that don't halfway resemble it. Now, I'm not saying you have to have that book to find Christ. In fact, the Bible says many believe because of their sayings, the apostles, when they put it into their words. I understand that. But we've got so much, so many good things that God gives us to have. You know, even our faith. God allows us to have that faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Thank God that you found faith. God allowed you to have faith. One place it says he granted, they saw where he had granted repentance to the Gentiles. The Jews couldn't hardly believe that. The Jews thought the Gentiles' eyes were closed, closed to the things of God. But God opened them up. God opened those things up to you. I thank God just about every night for my home, that I had a mama who loved God and prayed for me, who believed the Bible, prayed for me. And I had a daddy, a good moral daddy, wasn't saved till he was 60 years old, but he worked like a dog, worked every day. He provided for his family. Man, if some of you folks only knew how many ladies are out there in the world with a house full of kids trying to make it on their own. It's a mess. I got to lead some folks to the Lord this week. One lady, she's got a 10-year-old son. And she wasn't saved. Trying to make it. Her car was broke down. Contacted me on Facebook because somebody said that we'd help people from time to time. She got help. She got saved. Took her through scriptures. She knew about God, believed in God, but she had never had it just a clear-cut gospel message given to her. And I let her read the verses. I don't want it to be where I go and witness to somebody and they say, some man came by and told me this. No, I want to show them. Here's what the word says. She trusted Jesus Christ. Told me about her friend, her best friend, and it happened to be her best friend. I knew when her best friend was a child, a girl that I had mentored from Milan High School. Back when I was a policeman, she'd come out, and she's a little goth kid, just dressed in black, and you know, just everything goth. And she told me she lived just around the corner from where I was. I went to see her. She said, we were just talking about you the other day. My boyfriend, Stephen, he was talking about having some kind of God experience, and he wanted to know about God and said, I mentioned your name. How did I end up on her door a few days later? I don't know, but I was there and went through salvation with her. Duh. How will that's a God allowing God's gifts? Man, he gives us, if he gave you a sound mind this morning, be thankful for a sound mind. That's a gift from God. Huh. Not everybody has a sound mind. Not many have, no. But be thankful. Thankful that you're able to go, able to do, be able to, you're able to reason. Be thankful you're able to reason things out. The Lord said, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. You know, as Bible believers, I found these old hillbilly Baptists don't take much dictating to. If you've got a pastor that tries to tell you where to go and who to run with and what you can do and what you can't do, they won't listen to you. They don't put much trust in a man. But if you preach the book, they'll go by that. That's kind of how we are, how I've always been. What saith the word? What saith the scriptures? That's kind of what we're interested in. Thank God. Thank God that we have a group that wants to believe that book. The three goals. Fall in love with the Lord. Second, fall in love with his book. Thirdly, do the best you can to live like that book says to live. And you know, what happens many times, we'll concentrate on the problems that somebody else has and we'll kind of forget about the ones we have. Did you see her? How about you? How about you? Well, the Lord said that a couple times. You're worried about the beam in someone else's eye and you can't get the mote out of your own eye. You can't clean up your own self. Or the fellow says, hey, Lord, how about this guy? What shall this man do? Lord said, what's that to thee? Serve thou me. Whatever you've got going on for the Lord, that's a gift from God. God has given you gifts. He's expecting you to use those gifts to God's glory. God gave you the ability to sing, sing for God. God gave you the ability in craftsmanship. Use it to God's glory. You remember when they built the temple and they built all that stuff, said he found men who were cunning in this type of work. Craftsmen. They were smart about it. Don't call me to come build your house. Because when the winds come, they're going to blow it down because I don't know a thing about building houses. And, you know, the human nature is the one that knows how to build houses wants to sing, and the one that's a good singer wants to try to build the houses. It usually don't work out too well. Usually when I try to work on something at the church, it takes about three behind me to fix what I worked on. But everything's a gift. You have gifts from God. Use them to God's glory. The breath that we breathe, that comes from God. By him all things consist. It's all from God. My. Every good gift. Hey, you think that it's just an accident that you were born in this country? My, what a blessed nation we have been. You know why? Because of God. Because when those folks landed, came across those seas and landed at Plymouth Rock, they had a Bible with them, and this country was founded on Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible. That's what it was founded on. And God blessed it. God blessed it. And one nation under God. We've still got that one nation under God. Without God, we'd be in a mess. Look at these countries without God. Look what's going on in Yemen. They're starving to death, killing each other. It's gone crazy. But they don't worship our God. They don't worship the God of the Bible. They got something else going on, and those economies are depressed, and the human rights are suppressed and depressed, and it's a mess and a big mess, and they refused the right God. There's just one God. Look around you. We're blessed. The Bible says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. When that crowd, you look at that crowd, there's no blessings. It's all craziness and misery. Thank God for all His blessings and His glory. I when I do my walking night, man, I just see the glory of God. I thought last night, there's a big layers of cloud. I'm out there about a little after midnight, big layers of cloud across there, but the stars were bright. See the moon here, and you could see the belt of Orion down here, and you looked across those layers of clouds, and I said, the master artist, God paints a picture every day and every night. You look at some of these sunsets folks will put on Facebook, incredible. That's God. It's all about Him. It's always been about Him. It's always going to be about Him. My, my, my. The heavens declare the glory of God, the Bible says. So I don't really believe in God. He ever looked outside? The heaven declare the glory of God, and the earth showeth forth His handiwork. The firmament showeth His handiwork. Day and day utter a speech, and night to night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor language where His voice is not heard. One of the reasons we understand that there is a God is the witness of creation, the manifest goodness of God toward us. That's another thing. God's a good God. What if God wasn't good? I wouldn't want to serve God that wasn't good. But our God is good. Our blessings came from God in this country. Oh, we give a lot of credit to the forefathers, but if you look at the writings of many of our forefathers, they knew that it came from God. They knew that. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Now, our forefathers may have preserved those gifts, but it's God who gave them to us. But we still take so much for granted. I do. We all do. God constantly pours out blessings on us. Every day. Every day. Romans 8:15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. We cry, Father, the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. What a blessing from God. What a gift from God. It says, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be we suffer with Him, we might be glorified together. See, with us, with a Christian, God is not some abstract concept. You know, well, I think there's a God, you know. Like when I was a buddy that pulled up next to him, he was smoking a joint and said, man, what's it all mean, man? What's it all mean? That isn't who God is to us. He's not abstract. He's not just an idea somewhere. He's real, and He's powerful, and He's full of goodness and mercy and grace. He's our Father, our Heavenly Father. And you talk about privilege. Man, what a privilege to have a good, loving God, the creator of the universe, the all-powerful, almighty, as your Father. Remember, kids will say, well, my dad can beat up your dad. Yeah, but, you know. Your Father is all-powerful. My, my, my. Yeah, but my dad commanded the morning since thy days. and cause the day spring to know his place. You can know this morning that God's always there for you. You can know by his word. He gave us a word. Read the book. You'll find out where God stands on everything. And you'll find out how to access his blessings. And those blessings begin with trusting Jesus Christ for salvation. That Spirit of God indwells you, enters into you, and you're taking that spirit of bondage is gone. You're set free. And now you're able to discern and understand spiritual things. The Bible says that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, neither can he know them. In fact, they are foolishness unto him, for they are spiritually discerned. You trust Christ, and then you get in the book and you learn about him. Fall in love with him, then he'll teach you to fall in love with his book. And that book will teach you how to live the way God wants you to live. Psalms 103:13, it says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame and remembers that we are dust. We think that God don't understand us. How can God identify with us? He said he knows our frame. He remembers we're dust. He knows that we're a mess. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to bail us out. Because the Bible says man in his best state is altogether vanity. It takes God. It takes God. You know, we're able to go to our Father, our Heavenly Father. The Lord told the disciples, said, when you pray, said, pray this way. He said, our Father, which art in heaven. What a blessing. That same Father, it says, for God so loved the world. We got a Father that loves us, a caring Father. Whether I feel like I'm a child of God or not, and sometimes I don't, I know from his word that he is. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he never changes. And his word never changes. He's not like some men who tell you one thing and change your mind the next day. I always hated working for a man who was double-minded. He'd be one way one day and the next day he'd be totally different. It's hard to work somebody. So you got to watch, kind of figure out what kind of mood they're in when you go into work. Nobody likes being around that kind of person. You got to humor them all the time. Boy, not God. I change not. In him, there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. He's just the same today, yesterday, and forever. That's good. Jesus Christ, that verse is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. His goodness. And isn't it wonderful that his goodness and his gifts to us don't depend upon our goodness? It's just that's who he is. His goodness is wrapped up in himself, his own character. That's who God is. Luke 6:35, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. God's good, kind to the unthankful and unkind, and is kind to the evil. Isn't that wild? He loves you even when you're bad. He still loves you. And if you had kids that they did bad, you still love them? Your love goes beyond what they did to you. That's God's kind of love. The Lord says, as I've loved you, that you're to love others, even as I've loved you. That's the kind of love he had for us. Even when we're bad, he still loves us. What a gift. But love your enemies and do good. Matthew 5:45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. My, my, my. Are we thankful for the goodness of God toward us? Do you have that thanks? Be a good way to start the year with a thankful heart, a heart appreciative of all the good things God has done for you, all the good gifts God has bestowed upon you. Nice clothes. You know, you can't hardly give away clothes anymore. If they're the least bit out of style, nobody wants them. Or the, I don't know. It's just hard to give them away. We've had sacks of clothes sit here in church for I don't know how long. Can't give them away. Man, when I was a kid, I used to love for somebody to send us a sack of clothes. Man, I wore everything. You know, I guess I must have been a fashion setter because I never did follow what anybody else wore. Whatever I had is what I wore. What was about five degrees out there this morning. I come in here and I'm too hot. I got this wool suit on that I bought at the National Council of Jewish Women's sale at Indianapolis about 20 years ago. I got upset with a woman down at the dry cleaners the other day. A bottom tore out of suit pants I had. I said, I've only had that suit 40 years. What's that all about? It took her a minute to figure out that I was joking with her, but that was an old suit, just threadbare. I don't know why I got into that, but... Or you think God's goodness and mercy don't depend upon the return that he gets back from us. Wouldn't that be a sight? Whenever we do something for God, we just said, thank you, Lord, for your gifts. Thank you for looking with mercy on your unprofitable servant. Those ten lepers, ooh, I'm over time. Let me hurry up here. Even though we go through dark times and we go through valleys, and a lot of folks are at this time going through those valleys and dark times, the Bible says rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. You know where Paul was when he wrote that? He was in jail when he wrote that, and he said rejoice. The darkest hour, the child of God is still in the light of Moses. Remember when darkness came on the land, it says Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. There was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days, and they saw not one another, neither rose from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Call upon me, the Lord says, in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. My. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. God loves you and he's given you a lot. It'd be a good time to resolve in your mind. The Bible calls it purposing in your heart. It'd be a good year to purpose in your heart to do something for God this year. Maybe there's something that's always been a stumbling block, a hurdle in your service to God. Wouldn't it be good to just make this the year that you got beyond that? That sin you've been confessing for years and years, just never have quite got over. Wouldn't it be a good year to go on for God? Gifts from God, man, where we get them every day. His mercy every day are renewed. Blessings renewed. His grace renewed. His love renewed in us every day. Everyone stand up. I'm done. I've gone over time. Didn't mean to do that.